Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into trading psychology.
Oh yeah.
We've got an excerpt here that outlines 8 crucial rules to help you avoid blowing up your account.
Yeah.
So this isn't just for the seasoned traders out there.
Right.
These rules can be valuable for anyone who wants to understand how to manage risk.
Absolutely.
And make better decisions.
Yeah.
Even if you've never bought a stock in your life. You ready?
Absolutely. A lot of people think that trading is all about predicting the market and picking the right stocks.
Right.
But the real key to success, especially long-term success, lies in mastering the psychology of it,
mm-hmm.
avoiding those emotional traps that can lead to bad decisions.
Yeah.
And ultimately, big losses.
Yeah, those big losses.
So that's what we're going to be unpacking today.
Okay, cool. So let's jump right into rule number one.
Right.
Which is all about setting a stop loss for every single trade.
Yes.
Now, before we get into why this is so important, maybe you could quickly explain what exactly a stop loss order is.
Sure. A stop loss order is basically an instruction that you give your broker to automatically sell a stock or other asset if it drops to a certain price. Think of it as an insurance policy for your investments.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to limit your potential losses on a trade, even if the market moves against you.
Okay.
And here's the kicker. Many new traders set their stop losses too tight, triggering unnecessary sell-offs.
Really?
Yeah. So a good rule of thumb is to consider the stock's volatility and the average daily price swings when you're setting your stop loss.
So it's not just about setting it, but it's about setting it strategically.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So let's say you buy a stock at $100 and you set your stop loss at $95.
Right.
That means even if the stock starts tanking, your broker will automatically sell it once it hits $95.
Exactly.
Limiting your loss to just $5 a share.
Precisely. And it takes the emotion out of the equation. You see, when a stock starts going down, fear and panic can set in.
Yeah.
And you might make a rash decision to sell it at a much lower price, leading to a bigger loss.
Right.
The stop loss protects you from those impulsive moves.
So it's like having a predetermined exit strategy.
Exactly.
You decide before you know, when you're thinking clearly, what level of loss you're comfortable with.
Right.
Now, this brings us to rules 2 and 3.
Okay.
Which kind of go hand in hand. Honor your stop loss.
Yes.
And never cancel it or move it based on hope.
Right.
Why are these rules so crucial?
Well, they're all about discipline and sticking to your plan.
Okay.
You know, the moment you start second guessing your stop loss, you're essentially opening yourself up to even greater risk.
Mm-hmm.
The source mentions a Forex trader who panicked when the market moved against them and canceled their stop loss, hoping for a reversal. But instead, the price kept dropping.
Oh, no.
And they ended up losing much more than they would have if they had just stuck to their original plan.
It's like they're just adding insult to injury. You know, it's funny. That reminds me of the 2008 financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't a lot of traders ignore their stop loss during that time?
Unfortunately, yes. A lot of them suffered catastrophic losses as a result.
Yeah. Wow.
The ones who survived,
mm-hmm.
who were able to stay in the game,
yeah.
they had the discipline to honor their stop losses.
Wow.
Even when it was painful,
yeah.
they understood that sometimes the best trade is knowing when to cut your losses and move on.
It's a tough lesson, but a valuable one for sure. Okay, moving on to rule number 4. Set a maximum dollar risk with your broker. Now, this one sounds a bit more technical.
It does.
Can you break it down for us?
Absolutely. This rule is about working with your broker.
Okay.
Not against them. A lot of brokers offer tools to set daily or per trade loss limits.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have a $50,000 trading account and you decide you're not risking more than 1% on any single trade.
Okay.
Which would be $500.
Right.
You can set that limit with your broker. And once you hit it, the system won't let you place any more trades for the day. Yeah.
So it's like having a built-in safety net to prevent you from going overboard.
Mm.
Especially after a string of losses.
Precisely. It helps you to maintain control.
Right.
And avoid those emotional spirals that can lead to reckless trading.
Yeah.
And this actually ties in perfectly with rule number 5.
Okay.
Which is all about avoiding the temptation to overtrade.
Overtrading. That's like that gambler who keeps chasing losses.
Exactly.
Thinking that the next bet will be the one that turns it all around.
Mm.
But more often than not, it just digs them into a deeper hole.
It's that feeling of needing to make it back quickly.
Mm.
And it often leads to impulsive, poorly thought out trades.
Yeah.
Just like canceling a stop loss over trading is driven by emotion.
Oh, wow.
Frustration, desperation, even a bit of ego.
Yeah, I remember those stories from the tech bubble in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All those day traders buying and selling stocks like crazy.
Yeah.
Making tons of trades each day. They're riding high for a while.
Right.
But when that bubble burst,
mm-hmm.
many of them were left with massive losses because they were overexposed.
Exactly.
Overleveraged.
Classic example of why quality trumps quantity
mm-hmm.
in trading. One well-researched,
okay.
strategically timed trade
mm-hmm.
is worth 10 emotional knee-jerk reactions.
Wow.
Patience and discipline are far more valuable than trying to force a win with every trade.
So it's not about speed or volume. It's about picking your battles wisely.
Exactly.
And waiting for the right opportunity. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So rules 6 and 7 also seem to go hand in hand. Don't be stubborn.
Right.
And don't fight a losing trade. What's the wisdom behind these?
Well, they're all about acknowledging when you're wrong,
okay.
which can be tough for anybody.
Yeah.
Especially in the fast-paced world of trading.
Mm-hmm.
Losses are inevitable. They're part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
What separates successful traders from the rest is their ability to accept a loss.
Okay.
Learn from it and move on.
Okay.
Clinging to a losing trade out of pride or stubbornness is a recipe for disaster.
It's like refusing to admit you made a wrong turn while driving.
Exactly.
Just keep going in the wrong direction, hoping you'll somehow end up at your destination.
History is full of examples of investors who stubbornly held on to losing positions.
Yeah.
Refusing to cut their losses, only to watch their portfolio dwindle. Think right. about the dot-com crash in 2000. So many investors refused to let go of their tech stocks.
Oh, yeah.
Convinced that the market would rebound, but it kept falling. And those who held on saw their investments decimated.
It's just a classic case of letting ego cloud judgment.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of letting emotions get the better of you, that brings us to our final rule.
Okay.
The 3x rule.
Yes.
Sounds pretty simple. If you take 3 consecutive losses,
right.
stop trading for the day. Why is that so important?
Well, because it recognizes the psychological impact of losing.
Okay.
After 3 losses, it's natural to feel frustrated.
Yeah.
Even a little desperate to win back what you've lost.
Mm.
But that's precisely when you're most vulnerable to making rash decisions.
Right.
Taking a break, stepping away from the screen, allows you to cool off.
Well.
Assess the situation with a clear head
mm-hmm.
and come back to trading another day with a fresh perspective.
Yeah, it's like hitting the pause button on a movie that's getting too intense. You take a breather, let the tension subside.
Exactly.
And then come back with a clearer mind.
Precisely. Yeah, it's really all about recognizing that trading, like so many things in life, is as much a mental game as a financial one,
mm.
you know? And these 8 rules, they really give you a framework for staying grounded, disciplined, and focused on protecting your capital in the long run.
You know, what's really interesting to me is that these rules, even though they come from the world of trading, they seem to apply to so many other areas of life as well.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Risk management, emotional control, having a plan.
Right.
These are fundamental principles that can help you make better decisions in any situation.
It's like you wouldn't jump into starting a business without a solid plan, right? You'd assess the risks, figure out how much you're willing to invest, and have a strategy for dealing with setbacks.
Precisely. Or even something as simple as planning a road trip. You
right.
know, you map out your route, you anticipate potential delays or detours, you pack extra supplies.
Right.
You're essentially managing risk and planning for different scenarios.
It's all about making informed decisions
yeah.
and not letting emotions cloud your judgment, whether you're navigating the stock market or just trying to figure out what to have for dinner.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes these 8 rules so powerful. They're not just about avoiding financial ruin.
Right.
They're about cultivating a mindset that empowers you to make better choices in all areas of your life.
So for our listeners who might be thinking, okay, this is all interesting, but I'm not a trader. Why should I care about these rules?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I'd say that these rules offer valuable insights into the nature of risk and decision-making, regardless of your profession or interests.
Mm-hmm.
They highlight the importance of discipline planning and understanding the potential consequences of your choices.
It's about taking a more strategic approach to life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Not just letting things happen to you, but actively making choices that are aligned with your goals and values.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive, having a plan, and knowing when to step back and reassess. And that applies whether you're managing your finances, pursuing a career change, or even navigating personal relationships.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question. How can you apply these 8 rules to other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
What risks are you taking? Where could you benefit from a little more planning or a more strategic approach?
And perhaps most importantly, how can you cultivate the discipline and emotional intelligence needed to make sound decisions, even when the pressure is on? These are the questions we encourage you to reflect on as you continue your own journey of learning and growth.
Because ultimately, it's not about avoiding risk altogether.
Right.
It's about understanding risk, managing it effectively, and using it as a catalyst for growth and achievement.
Well said. And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about risk and decision making, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the challenges and opportunities that life throws your way.
It's funny, you know, we often talk about risk as if it's something to be avoided at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But really, isn't risk just part of life?
That's a great point.
I mean, without taking some risks, how can we ever really grow or achieve anything meaningful?
Think about it. And, you know, playing it safe all the time, it might feel comfortable.
Right.
But it also keeps us stuck.
Yeah.
It's when we step outside of our comfort zones, when we embrace those calculated risks,
yeah,
that we open ourselves up to new experiences and possibilities.
Like that old saying, a ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
Exactly.
These 8 rules, you know, they aren't about eliminating risk entirely. It's about giving us the tools.
Right.
And the mindset.
The framework.
To approach risk with more awareness and to make smarter choices.
Exactly. It's about understanding those potential downsides.
Mm-hmm.
Having a plan to mitigate those downsides. And most importantly, having the discipline to stick to that plan even when things get emotional.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, whether you're a seasoned investor just starting out, or simply someone who wants to make more informed decisions in life, these 8 rules offer a really powerful framework.
Powerful framework.
For navigating the ups and downs that come with any worthwhile pursuit.
They remind us that success isn't just about luck or talent.
Right.
It's about cultivating a mindset of discipline, resilience, and continuous learning.
Well said. On that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful. And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring these ideas further.
Until next time, happy learning.